on one side a big field.
And it's kind of, if you don't know it, it's like this big...
In the middle of the field is a collapsing building.
Everything has to be direct route.
Accessible.
Alongside a river.
Walking.
Put music on and just walk for a few hours. Kind of
sitting there by myself, reading a book.
I think it used to be maybe a stable.
Just thinking.
So he's on this island and it used to
be... In the summer, you can go
in
there.
In the winter when the
really
water would get high.
View from
be able to walk
standing.
Probably
at the
gate used to be an actual moor.
We'll meet up there.
And this is almost a kind of island.
Walkers
on one side,
short hill,
the river, which is a kind of bigger river,
and fallen down.
And on the other side,
there's again,
a stream which runs into the river.
Slightly undulating.
It's a place where I can go and feel
field.
Relaxed. You can access this walkway.
So a vast expanse.
Actually, you never go there and find it crowded.
Did you start off with one light or two?
I
there's
kind of
also
to each other
the remains of a slightly...
You know, occasionally you might see someone...
What
no
do the lights
really
look like?
Snowmobiles.
Tarmac.
How are your lights arranged?
Behind it, which is even more collapsed.
And we would go
are
to
these simple
or
like
cows grazing.
Serves as a threshold from being in
what is the shape of the lights?
We used to have cows in.
Does the light have any unique characteristics?
And I'd go for a walk each day.
What other features of the light were important?
Whenever it was raining.
What type of system?
On the smaller island field, if you walk
an ancient site
further away.
You knew they were coming. You could feel them under your feet,
sound
singing underground. You danced for them. The roots were deep, and the flowering so vulnerable and exposed. But their sacrifice birthed a stream, and you forgot everything when you tasted their pollination. It's softly coated like pliable glass, smoothing everything out. You dip your finger in, and the ripples rode endlessly. Sensations cascading like falling into infinite feathery wonder. And you were just rolling around in a huge knot of them. And the shimmery daze was all over you, and it was so perfect, and you were laughing and reeling like a kid, and everything just seemed to fold away, and your skin was buzzing with the mist, and the sky was full of rainbows, and there was just the sweetest smell everywhere, and your lips were covered in it, and you just had to taste. The sight of the place feels holy, like a tide turning, and the air becomes weight. Our pores here are part of the holy allure. Pores fill with light, feeling a knot falling apart, holy awe. The days, the hours, the weight of here coming a part of all of the time becoming. I just like coming here, you know, it's just like it's kind of a nowhere place. It's just like cars going past. It's not that isolated, but you know, it kind of is. Like, I don't know, the buses don't run very much, so this stop doesn't get used very much, and I can just sit here for like an hour and, you know, just kind of think. And you know, if I know a bus is going to come, I can kind of walk down the road a bit and then wait for it to go past, and then I can come back and sit here a bit more if I want to. I used to come here with my ex. Used to come here quite a lot because they like live the other side of town, so we kind of met in the middle here, just, you know, just hanging out, talking, you know, just kind of, you know, nothing, you know, just kind of daft little jokes that you have together, the kind of understandings that you have, you know. It was just nice. It was a little bit like being a teenager, you know. Not that I want to be a teenager again, but it was nice, you know. It was like that. And then, like, after we split up, I kept coming back, and, yeah, like, I don't know, I just wanted to remember the good times, you know, all the little sort of fun conversations we'd had, and try and recapture some of that. But, like, it seemed like all I could remember were the arguments, and... It was just really, you know, it was really odd. Like, it was almost like I could hear other people's arguments, even when I was just there on my own. Like, there was these kind of, like, I'm, you know, I'm not crazy, I don't believe in ghosts or anything. But it's like, I got this impression of other people, the kind of conflicts that they'd had, like, maybe, you know, just kind of little things, or, you know, maybe somebody had been sitting there and someone had come across and... like kind of took the piss out of them for what they're wearing or something like that. It was, I don't know, it's just weird. Yeah, it's like I can kind of see it happening, but not like with my eyes. It's just like, yeah, it's just like a really strong feeling. Yeah, sometimes, like, I don't know, it was almost like I recognised the people who were there, like I'd seen them before, or I was kind of getting to know them or something like that. Don't know, weird. I don't really go there anymore, actually. It's a bit too much. I mean, I really don't know what it was. It was just a very, very strange experience. And, like, I don't believe in aliens or anything, but it was... I just can't explain it. It was just like this really beautiful light, and it was huge. It was like a huge fountain of light just going up into the air and, like, kind of arcing around and then arcing down, and it kind of disappeared. And it was like it was moving. It was like it was constantly moving in these flaming circles, but it was in the distance, and I couldn't quite make out what it was, but it just didn't seem to be like anything that I'd ever seen before. It really made a huge impression on me. It was kind of coming out of the ground, but it wasn't like it was attached to the ground. It was like it was flowing up out. It was amazing. And I kind of started to, like, I was walking towards it, and as I was on the way, I started to think I could make out things. It could well have been my imagination, I'm not going to lie to you, but I really thought I could see these kind of things. There was like faces with tears of joy coming out, and a heavy black heart. Things like arrows circling, two hearts, multiple hearts, hearts of all different colours. There was a face, and it just wasn't really amused. And there was a face throwing a kiss, a puppy, and a face with hearts for eyes. It was just... And then when I got to it, unfortunately, it had gone. So I just can't tell if I imagined it or if it was real. Okay, I guess I owe you some kind of explanation. Well, not really an explanation, just, I don't know. I know I did something wrong, I know, I didn't mean to, but you make me out to be some kind of monster. And I'm not a monster. There's just something that kind of comes over me. And I don't expect you to forgive me, I just want you to understand. It just seemed like it was real at the time. It seemed like I wasn't putting on some act, I really believed it. I mean, there's always a part of me that's watching, you know, knows that maybe I'm letting myself believe something that isn't true. But God, it did feel so real. But I don't want you to see me like that. I'm not a monstrous person. I don't believe that people are monstrous. You know, we're just getting by however we can. We're just trying to survive however we can. I don't know. It's just like I was on rails, like I was on a wire, and I just couldn't get off it. I just had to keep going. And I don't regret what I said. All of that was absolutely a kind of truth. But I don't regret what I said. And the things that I said, I could see. I could really, really see them. Well, not with my eyes, but I could imagine them very, very strongly. And for once, I was the person that I wanted to be. You know, you saw me how I wanted to see myself. And it was too much. I couldn't fight it. I couldn't resist it. I needed it too much. I didn't even think about it, because I just took it. Like, how can you not take that? How can you not fucking suck that up as much as you possibly can? It was incredible. It was like really being fed for the first time in my life. and it never seemed to get dark, and we were in this magical little place, and there were trees all around us, and I just hoped I could be better. I hoped I could be better for you. And then when we saw the meteors, it was like, come on, you know, it was like a fucking film. It was like, you know, just these, this wonderful sky and these things happening, and I don't know. I think that you felt it. I really do think you felt it, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I hurt you, but I just can't be like that all the time. I've only got so much, and I just can't keep sucking it out of you to give it back to you. It's not good for either of us. It's not. I'm sorry. Not gonna lie, I welled up when I heard this. You just had to be there. Those are the days I'd love to go back for one last ride. I kept playing this one on repeat. It's one hell of a tune. Didn't the guy who made this just disappear off the face of the earth? Gutted he didn't make more stuff. Eyes closed, hands in the air, I'm back there. I believe. I'm pretty sure I heard this coming from when some kids were hanging out, like, out on the common. It took me right back. It was mental. Time travel, 3, 2, 1. Whoa, yeah. Fucking love this one. Yeah, I know, it was definitely this track, because I thought I made it up the first time, but then I heard it again. It's right down, it's like where I used to hang out with him. There's this weird little kind of dip in the ground. You know, it's pretty big, you know, like if you stand up, and your head, you can just see the grass, like if you're standing up. And, you know, you can go down there with some mates, and you can have a little campfire if you want, and there's like logs and stuff, and you can, you know, just sit down there and have a good time with your mates. Like, but these kids that were down there, they didn't have a campfire, but they had these, they were like little fairy lights. But there were loads of them, like maybe they were, I don't know, they were juggling them or something. It was like, you know, like you can kind of charge them up, and I don't know, you get them for dogs or something, you know. But yeah, it was really pretty, you know, it was really nice, and there was this tune, and it was really taking me back, and I could remember it from, you know, from like 30 years ago. It was really weird to hear this track that I remember so well, just in this place, but... You know, I don't know. It was just strange to hear it. And I mean, I did think about going over and joining in and stuff, but you know, I didn't want to be like, oh, well, here's the cool parent, you know, trying to sort of join in. So I just left them to it. But it looked like, you know, it looked like they were having a really good time. It was good. There are warnings of portals between stations, trees growing in all directions. There is a likelihood of lucid dreaming with a chance of flight.
I started walking through them.
9, 4, 5, 9. Twins. Shadow. Contending.
Cows grazing.
Serves as a threshold.
A cleaving core. A crystal consciousness, sometimes becoming own other, twirling indivisible absurdity, balance. Proud, hindering vitality, dragging down, occasionally jerking, veering unshaped with rising fluidity, abundant.
Even the winter.
The sound of
inaccessible.
Matrix, concealing.
Trees,
crude, dry shapes, hiding spirits, a labyrinth of riddles, buildings with light, occasionally bursting, solid.
But I have seen now stations in
worthless, passage, curiosity.
I believe I forgot how to
a secret wormhole for a time, becoming entombed in secret, light becoming dark, occasionally dark to light, balancing.
Cycled across there loads of times.
Reflection,
dark.
Kindness,
sometimes
smiting,
you just know,
spreading mouths suffocate,
things happen
perhaps
there.
Mild breaking apart with misguided
there's
gasping.
Not much up there.
Some unshaped, overflowing, expansion imminent, imbalance.
Cycle back across there at night.
Justice, concentration, wrath,
coming down between
intermittent burning seeds, becoming chthonic, subterranean ascending later, flames, disputing, heart, concealment, confusion within sight, occasionally communion, cloudy, a stuck pendulum,
and at night you'd see
losing its identity
well,
later,
like
coming,
like south,
the fire and all of a sudden,
we came down into a very shallow...
Triumph, greed, corrosion, careless creativity and destruction, becoming constructive later, unbridled attraction, perhaps repulsion, dispersing.
Well, this sort of diddle be out in the evenings.
Radiant, poison,
blinding left.
I saw the biggest flock of
suddenly this little oasis was a
fickle,
a glacial
fertile
river
place
running down Santa Maria Stream.
Seen urges remaining satisfied.
The sun was out and the valley took the chill out of the wind.
What
happened if you took away the trees?
Focus, materialisation, degradation, culmination of repressed dreams, expected point of physicality, becoming disgraced multitudes, perhaps life from death,
mystical
then fruit falling
spot.
Slowly, reflecting
crossing all different kind of weather conditions.
Moving outwards, as above, so below. Light vessel underwater is not operational because of a technical fault. We're aware of the fault and we will fix this as soon as possible. The general situation, worse than dreamed of aching, but still flowing. Paths in the air, invisible roots folding space.
Where the wind starts to...
Regret rising into a forest with spirals. A strange terror following rails downwards. Then later going faster backwards. Three times. I repeat,
the first field, the
we are aware of the
like
fault.
You've escaped.
To wake up
the first field,
with your head in water,
escaped.
Perhaps.